Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. Chatting with the President and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, let's follow up on news that came out April 13th. So on Tuesday, we have some drill results from the Enchi Gold Project. These are focused on the Boeing gold deposit. The headline numbers here, 0.85 grams per ton gold over 67 meters. Also included a bit of a higher grade section of almost 3 grams per ton gold over 9 meters. Now, the key to, I think, this drilling too is that it was outside of the current resource area. So still working on expanding the mineralization zone and what should expand on the overall resource. Take us through these results here from the Boeing deposit, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and thanks for having me on, and thanks for everyone for tuning in. So we're very happy with the results that we released this week. They are all step-out holes, and that's been the focus of our overall 58,000-meter program. All of it has been step-out drilling, looking to either expand the resource at our existing resource areas, as well as target some previously drilled areas, and then some new areas that have never been drilled before. So, I mean, at a high level to date, we've released about 27,000 meters of results. That represents about 45% of our total program. And the about 70% of what we've released to date has been focused on expansion at our existing resource area. And the results that we put out this week at Boeing are a continuation of that. So if you look a little more closely at the results, you'll see that we've added about another 400 meters of mineralized area to the northern end of our Boeing deposit. And if you look at the the total deposit now in terms of mineralized area that we've proved up through the drill bit, it represents about 3.5 kilometers in strike length. As well as we've started to, as you've highlighted, started to drill some deeper holes. So drilling below the pits that are currently in that resource update of 1.22 million ounces that we put out last fall. And we've started to see some of the higher grade included in these results, as well as results that we've put out over the last several months. So I think you highlighted it, 9 meters at 2.95 grams per ton. And that's only down below surface about 120 meters. And we'll continue to follow up on those kind of results with the diamond drilling, which we're doing at the moment.
So how big in terms of mineralization that you have found now at Boeing through this drilling? How much has this thing grown and expanded?
I mean, until we get the numbers back to be able to kind of wrap pits around it and put a proper resource estimate on it, it's hard to say at this stage. But we have obviously significantly expanded the number of holes that we've drilled at Boeing, and that's going to be part of the focus, is to continue to expand on the drilling that we've done there. So if you look at the 16 holes that we've drilled or that we released this week, combined with the 51 total holes that we've drilled as part of this total 58,000 meter program, you're looking at 67 holes total, which represents over 10,000 meters. So it's a significant amount of drilling that we've done at Boeing. And as a result, we'd expect it's going to add ounces once we are able to get a resource update done on it.
Okay, let's talk about some of these other catalysts that are coming, and that is the PEA that, as I've talked to you guys, is planned still for Q2 of this year. Is that on track still?
Yeah, so we've been busy working on that over the last few months, and we're on track to have that out by the end of Q2, so in the next couple of months here.
And then in terms of the cutoff date for the drilling, because the company does have such a large drill program, when did you have to cut off that drilling?
So all of the drilling that we got completed in 2020, so prior to Christmas essentially, which represents about 18,000 meters of the total 58,000 meters, we were able to get that into our engineers, and they're able to include that as part of the PEA. And as a result, we may get a very small resource update as part of that PEA as well.
What about a much larger resource update? Is that going to happen, say, after all this drilling, after the 58,000 meters is completed?
Yeah, exactly. So our plan is obviously get this PEA completed, get that out to the market kind of by the end of Q2. The drill rigs continue to turn. As I highlighted, we've only released thus far about 45% of the total planned meters. So we've got another, call it 30,000 meters to go. And once we've got that completed, which will be in Q3 of this year, then we'll look at doing another resource update to include all of those meters as well.
So taking into big context here, the company already released over 1.2 million ounce resource, but all that resource is really close to surface, and you guys have started to drill some deeper holes. And even in this result, we saw that almost 3 gram per ton gold hit down at, it was about 140 meters down. What's the significance here of drilling deeper and after seeing some of these deeper results, seeing some higher grade? How much could this turn into a focus for the company as well?
Yeah, and it's a good question, because one of the things I think we've talked about on this show before is if you look at our current 1.22 million ounce inferred resource, 95% of that sits within the oxide and transitional zones. And why that's important is because type of material lends itself to a heap leach operation. And as a result, that's a much lower capex way of producing gold. So the average depth of that 1.2 million ounces is only down to about 50 meters. So from that perspective, it's very good material for us to kind of build our resource off of. But if you look at other deposits along the Sefwi-Bibiani belt, including Chirano, 50 kilometers to the north of us, who Kinross own, as well as Bibiani and Ahafo who Newmont owns. I mean, where you see these greenstone deposits really start to increase in grade and grow in size as you start to drill deeper. I mean, to put that in perspective, if you look at Chirano, I mean, they're mining down to 750 meters. They've drilled and proved up mineralization down to 1.2, 1.3 kilometers. So needless to say, our current resource that's only down to an average of 50 meters is really just scratching the surface. And these deeper diamond holes that we're drilling at the moment, down to kind of 250, 350 meters, for us at Nucor are the deepest ever holes on the project. But in the bigger picture, they're still relatively shallow. So we see a huge amount of upside by, continuing to drill at depth and looking to make some of these higher grade discoveries. And I think you had Greg Smith on a few weeks ago to talk, who's our VP exploration for those who don't know him. And he talked about the results at NIAM. And from the, couple of the deepest holes we've drilled there, down at 175 to 200 meters, we encountered, 5.4 grams per ton over 9 meters and 5.8 grams over 7 meters. So that's the kind of grades that we're looking for. And those types of grades are underground mineable type ore. And it starts to kind of show, how this deposit, as we look to build pits and open pits, but then the next leg to that is obviously start to show that there's underground potential as well. So that's in a nutshell the significance of obviously starting to prove up higher grades at depth as well.
Do you guys have any plans to drill much deeper, say go down to 500 meters, either in this program or in future programs?
At the moment, we don't as part of this program. But that being said, the program obviously pivots as we make discoveries. So, I mean, if we make a really good discovery and we think it makes sense to drill 100 meters deeper to kind of chase that structure to depth, then that's the kind of thing that we'll obviously pivot the program to do. But in terms of the holes we currently have planned, they're focused on that kind of 250 to 350, meters below surface. But just on that point, one of the things we've talked about on this show previously is is one of the great things about operating in Ghana is there's a huge amount of mining service companies, and one of those one of those groups is the assay company that we work with. They've been getting our assays back in a 2 or 3 week period, so we can obviously pivot our drill program as we encounter higher grade, and that's a real advantage that we've got.
Yeah, that is, because, well, we know just how backed up a lot of assay labs are and how long it has taken for these results to be released. Just wrap us up then, Luke, with a summary. News flow, what can everyone expect over the next few months?
A lot more drill results. So we've been consistently putting drill results out every 3 or 4 weeks. We've been trying to put those out in batches, you know, focused on either deposit areas or new areas that we're going back to drill. So we'll continue to do that, put out batches of results to keep the market updated on how things are progressing. And then obviously, we've talked about it a bit on this interview here, which is the PEA, which we'll get out in Q2. So those would be the main kind of catalyst to look for over the next few months.
All right, perfect. Luke, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and we will continue to follow up as more news hits the market and as we get closer to that PEA. Luke, appreciate your time. Thanks for the update today.
Thanks, Corey.